This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready? Let's go.
Sahamu on first down. He's going to take a shot. Right into the hands of Ty Scott. Can you believe this UFL championship game? Knockout punch after knockout punch. 73 yards.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. A special greetings to our friends in Richmond. 910 The Fan down in the capital of the Commonwealth. Linnell is in for GP here on Grant and Danny. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. And Linnell, we are joined now in studio.
Yeah, huh?
By a couple champions.
Couple champs, special guest in the building. What's up, champs?
Gentlemen, let's grab microphones for everybody. Yeah, the audience.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
The audience loves it. Jordan Thomas, Crowley Moore. Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here. And who's your friend here? Who's this guy right here?
What's his little name? Guy right here is the championship trophy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. How does it work with the? Is it like the Stanley Cup, where it's like yours? You're gonna eat cereal out of it? Like what's the deal?
I wish we could eat something out of it. Maybe a hot dog. Yeah, we can definitely put something in there and drink out of it.
Jordan, obviously super special season for you guys. The support at Audi Field has obviously been raucous. Just take a moment right now to, you know, talk about what this championship means to y'all and how special this season was, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a surreal feeling. I'm still riding off that win.
For sure.
My first one ever, first championship win ever. So just having that, you know, underneath my belt now and to do it not only, you know, with my teammates, but also with the coaches and, you know, the DC community, the fans. And, you know, I did this for my last name also and my family back home watching. So
for sure.
I did it for everybody, the culture. And just this means a lot to me. And, you know, such a surreal feeling.
So it's a cool deal. You guys are partying, like an official party, not just like partying on your own, but like an official team party here, Briley. Saturday, July 12th, that's tomorrow, 4 to 6 at District Wharf. The trophy will be there, remarks from players, local officials, plenty of photo ops, championship trophy, DJ on the stage, games on the transit pier, specials at Whitlow's and Cantina Bombina, I believe I'm saying that correctly. That is tomorrow. That's going to be awesome, man. So what was this journey like for you? How cool is it? And like, there's a difference between just sort of celebrating because it's a Saturday and celebrating a championship, right?
Right. No doubt. I mean, the journey's been crazy. To go through everything we did, highs and lows throughout the season, head coach change to begin the season off, it was pretty crazy. And so, you know, we were able to win it. It's only right that we come back to D.C. and give back and support and celebrate with everybody.
It's such a neat thing, man. And that fan support, it's something that, that Linnell touched on and you guys talk about. That really is kind of the essential thing because there's such an unknown when you start a new venture, a new league, and then we all know COVID happened, the shutdown, and it's kind of the new thing, right? Doing it again. And you hope it's going to be there, and you guys fly out from Dallas every week, and here it is, and now you got a chance to celebrate with everybody.
Yeah, so we're just excited to, you know, do that. And, you know, this is the first year ever, I think, in this spring football history to, you know, kind of bring the trophy back home and to, you know, have a parade, a, you know, celebration with the fans. And we're so excited to do that tomorrow at 4 p.m. So we just want the whole community out there to support us. And, yeah.
What's been really neat is, and Jordan told us about this probably, but I've been using, I coach kids sports too. Yep. Not the same as what you guys do, but working with like, you know, 7-year-olds or 8, 9, 10, where adversity seems like the largest possible thing in the world. Like the shot didn't go in, or I missed the ground ball, or whatever the sport, you know? And I've been using good. I've been using good. Yeah. Like, and help, it's a way to quantify. It's such a simple phrase to kind of help them understand, hey, the bad thing happened.
Good.
So now what, right? So good, exactly. Talk about that, about what that meant to you guys and kind of the almost the way that you guys sort of word as a brand, like it's a way of living.
Yeah, we embrace adversity. And like I kind of mentioned earlier, I mean, we lost our O-line coach the third day of camp. We end up losing our head coach 1 week before the season kicks off. And then we lose our DC after week two going into a rivalry game with St. Louis. I mean, Coach Harris stepped up, and good was what we did through everything, ups, downs, whatever it was good. And it kept us going throughout the season. And then whenever my boy JT got snubbed for the MVP, and I opened up Instagram and I seen he posted and said good, it was time to wrap it up, put in a bow tie, DC by 15.
For sure. So obviously when you guys are going through that and you're losing coaches, who were some of the leaders that kind of were able to help band you guys together and, you know, keep the main thing? The main thing is you're dealing with all these distractions that you all really have no control over.
Yeah, we had a lot of, you know, great leaders on our team. You know, this year I had to be more vocal than I usually am. And I felt like that fired up the guys a lot. You know, Chris Rowland, we had Joe Wallace, you know, we had Briley, you know, guys that, you know, kind of went in front of the team and, you know, kind of shared their life story and what, you know, this football team and what this football season meant to them. And, you know, when you get personal like that with your brothers, you know, you want to do everything you can to,
for sure,
you know, play for them. And, you know, that's what we did.
What did this season showed you in particular, Jordan, about your prospects of potentially, you know, getting back into the National Football League? Like, how did it help you grow confidence that, like, hey, I can still do this at a super high level?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had that confidence, you know, always, you know, with our team and just, you know, playing with the people behind me and, you know, going into this, you know, next season in life and coming off of this win meant a lot. And, like, this, I want to ride this momentum into, you know, training camp, hopefully into preseason and so forth, and see where, you know, God takes me. And I just want to do that. And but, you know, having the coaches and the teammates that I had, I would not have done
for sure
the goals and things I completed this season without them. So just my confidence at an all-time high, and I just want another opportunity as well.
Reminder, party is tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. at District Wharf. Come hang out. You'll see the trophy. I'm seeing it now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And it's one of those things where I don't care necessarily what level it is, what league it is. Yeah. Something different about winning the whole damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, regardless of kind of outside forces, because you guys were there and you know what went into that, right? Mm-hmm. Where you understand all the things that you mentioned, Briley, with coaching staff and otherwise, losing a game or bouncing back from certain stuff. You were there for the practices. You were there for the meetings. You were there for this doesn't feel good today or that doesn't, or I'm tired or this, that, and the other. And you beat everybody's ass. Everybody that stepped up, you said, thanks so much for coming by. Here's your ticket home. Yeah. Right? Like,
right,
that championship trophy, man. Just like, what does it mean whenever you look at it? What do you see?
I mean, it's unreal. And it means everything you just said, everything that we went through. For me and JT, it's been 3 years now. Year one, we went into the championship game and ended up getting beat. I think we kind of sleptwalked through it a little bit. And so this year, that was the prize. You know, it's like we were bowling and we were gonna bowl a strike no matter what, because we weren't gonna do it again. We weren't gonna lose it. That just means everything to us.
Well, what did that experience? Because not everybody went through that, right? Getting there and not coming home with the championship the first time. How did that sort of inform or help you this go around?
Coach Harris, probably heading into the playoffs, I think every day he showed the ending clip, the final kneel. That Luis had beating us in 2023, and he didn't even have to say words. He just put a fire under us, And that was our motivation going into it. And I think that was one of the best things he could have did, because like I said, it just, it lit a fire under everybody that was there. And then we spoke about it, what it means. And that motivated everybody that was new to go ahead and get this thing done.
What'd you all get to learn about Coach Harris this year in terms of like what being thrown into the fire at that point in the, in that point in the year and having to be the unquestioned leader? Like how long did it take for him to like garner you guys' respect?
I think majority of the team, offense for sure, we knew. You know, that's the guy that we wanted. He deserved it. He's been the quarterback coach for 2 years. He had our respect. I think the biggest thing for him was going up in front of the defense as well, who'd been who hasn't, you know, had as much hands on.
They compete with them.
No doubt. And he did that early. The way that he commanded us, the way that he leaded us, he's a man of faith and he's always been that. He's unwavering. I would probably say once we lost that first game, just seeing how he responded.
Yeah.
I mean, and we won the first game too against the team that everybody said was gonna beat us, the defending champs. So winning that game and then the way he responded and forced us to respond after losing, it was hands down the type of man and type of coach that he is.
Was your last year at Kansas State 2020?
2020.
So was that COVID affected, or would that have been 21 that got affected?
So it was COVID affected.
Yeah.
You know, we're playing with the visors on,
the whole deal,
having the masks up, not many people in the fans. So
God,
it was a crazy tough experience.
I just as a quick moment of empathy, because I as I mentioned, I coached a lot of kids, and like, you know, I'm working with guys that are like for sophomore, juniors, and seniors in high school. And it's like, that was their reality. Like, mm-hmm. when they're trying to get recruited and trying to go do stuff. Like, everything shut down. There were guys that were on campus when that kind of stuff was happening. It's something that kind of goes hidden, I think. Just as a quick, you know, again, there are real-life tragedies. There's real-world problems, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Small stuff. But still, it's like, it's just, my heart goes out to you, man, for having to go through that kind of stuff. And it's like, through no control of yours, here's my normal course of events. I'm going to kick some butt in college football and... Let's deal with whatever this thing is, right? You know, where it's when you're anyway. Just I'll probably piss a lot more people off if I keep going. But you understand my point, right?
Absolutely.
It's not how it was supposed to be. At the end of the day, when you guys have ever watched Ted Lasso, you ever seen Ted Lasso, the show?
I've seen it
on Apple.
I've seen a couple of episodes.
So there's a run. They do a great job of running themes kind of throughout.
Yeah.
And one of them is this play that they're going to run where they talk about Jamie Tartt, and he's going to win the Oscar. And they have to pretend the award is heavy when they're doing the Oscar bit. Is that heavy?
That's pretty heavy. I mean, it's what, 10, 15 pounds? Had guys trying to hold it up and arms are shaking. I'm like, that couldn't be me, but.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, you can hold it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to hold it.
All right, come on.
Then I'll ask a question.
For you guys, Jordan, I guess this will be for you, knowing the experience that, you know, that you've had at the NFL level and then coming down and playing this game, what's like the biggest difference, you would say?
Biggest difference is, you know, the obstacles you have to face throughout the season. I think that is like, and then the resources, I think too, is another huge thing. Yeah. We don't have all the food and the protein shakes, like, you know, that the NFL has, and the, you know, the weight room and stuff. So we have to work with what we have. And a lot of our guys, you know, do that. And that's, you know, what made us a great team this year is that no one complained.
Right.
No one did. Everyone was bought in from day one. Everyone knew exactly what our goals were. Coach made that very clear, and we went out there and handled business.
I'm basically doing a goblet kettlebell squat right now. My abs are tightened, holding this. This thing is no joke.
Sheesh.
This trophy, dude. You gotta hold this. You gotta
take
hold
a picture
this
for like 10 minutes. I'm like,
can someone take the damn picture? Like, they're barking a little bit. Yeah. It's good. It's a good workout here.
But as I pass that, but
no, just
here.
Stand and hold it like in front of your chest and let it burn a little bit. Here we go.
Oh, so you feel that.
Yeah. Right away.
When it first gets here,
because it's a little off balance, right?
So I'm going to try to properly sit down. And
don't hit your phone on it. Yeah, so like,
break my phone.
It's a little ab workout. That thing's no joke.
And that's something, man.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That is really, really neat.
Yeah.
So you said, Jordan, this was your first championship that you've won ever in sports, period. What about you, Brian?
I was fortunate enough to win a football state championship my senior year, actually in the dome that the Battle Hawks play in that we made Audi West
year.
10 years from the date.
10 years ago.
And then I won a basketball state championship too. So it's cool to
that
sport guy, huh? who is your basketball comp, you would say?
Draymond. I talk a lot.
The agitator.
Want you on my team, would hate to play against you.
Yep,
pretty
no
much
doubt.
Got it.
like those elbows just start to come out like, a little outside of your body.
Right, yeah. That's tough. Yeah,
wasn't argue every single foul call ever?
Always. I fouled out a lot too. A few technicals in there. It's okay. My coach loved it.
Tight end's like the power forward of the NFL. Exactly, so it makes sense. You're a hybrid.
Dude, that is tough. Missouri guy. There you go, playing state championship games all over the place. This is one of those cool things though, where the reward for it. And every time you sort of, you know, say, okay, I move on to the next thing, then you get like another celebration, like another moment, and it's going to be tomorrow again at the war, 4 o'clock, the championship trophy arrives, remarks, photos, autographs, the whole nine yards, a bunch of the guys will be there, including Jordan Tomlin and Bradley Moore, who are with us now. But like that celebration doesn't die for a while. When does it finally go, okay, I'm over it, let's go on to the next thing? Probably not there yet, right?
Definitely not there yet. I'm still riding.
100%. Maybe, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get into a camp, it's like, all right, we got to rewire our brain onto football. But I don't see it dying very soon. It means a lot to us.
Which almost like dropping hints. Like, you know what you should ask me about is the UFL championship.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know who won that this year? Oh, I did. It's not a big deal. I won it.
Jordan, you had some big time plays this year. You put up gaudy numbers. What's your favorite play call from this year?
Favorite play call? I mean, Bradley's going to know this one just because it was my first and only receiving touchdown that I ever had.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I forget what we called that. What, money? Yeah,
money.
I know.
Yeah, it was money.
Yeah, yep. Okay, probably money. Yeah, we called that play money because if I knew as soon as I caught that ball, I was going to score no matter who was in my way. And I didn't even know I had a hurdle in my duffel bag.
Ah, you
know?
So got deep in the bag.
Had to throw that out there, yeah.
For sure.
And then ended up scoring. So that was my favorite play.
Yeah, the Lions had, I'm watching Quarterback. Have you seen it on Netflix yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Yeah. It's like, it's as good as television can be as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But the Lions had a play called Stumble Bum.
Yeah.
Which during the play, the point was it was supposed to look like a fumble and Jahmyr Gibbs was supposed to just basically fall down to the ground like either was a fumble or he fell down. Linebacker's like, oh, look at that piece of candy. Tight end leaks out, touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it sort of reminds me of is like the, whatever this is, whatever we're calling this, bicycle, magic man, I don't care. I'm catching this touchdown.
Yeah, we try to do all that stuff and like kind of relate to the Lions because we're playing in the dome, you know, so playing against Michigan. So it's like we wanted to do that for the Lions and for us.
Bradley, you guys obviously had a ton of offensive success last year. Was there a moment where you guys felt like you turned a corner and felt like, okay, we're a championship level offense. Like we're good. But, like, we're good enough to win the whole thing good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew it coming into the season that we had a chance to be good.
Yeah.
Obviously, whenever you have an MVP caliber quarterback, you know, there's no doubt that there's potential there. But I think once we got into the season, I don't know if it's a – I would actually, you know, I would probably say your touchdown throw to Ty Scott in the St. Louis game week 3 was when it clicked in my head, like, oh wow,
we could do this.
Oh wow. I mean, JT was hitting our receivers in stride downfield all season, and it was just the momentum kept on going and then led to him having the, you know, the game that he did in the championship game, and it was just like
memorable,
the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. But he deserved it because the year that he had, it was unreal.
Boys, this is really cool to see you both in person. Good to see you again, Jordan.
Yes,
and that championship trophy is boss. It is awesome. Very, very awesome. Congratulations, boys. Again, celebration tomorrow, 4 to 6 down at the Wharf. You can see, the audience loves it. You can see the trophy, get some pictures taken, the whole nine yards, bunch of remarks. Let's celebrate a championship here in D.C. Boys, thank you for coming.
We appreciate y'all having us.
Thank you, guys.
It's awesome.
When we come back, Darius has some NFL burning questions for us, and Linnell and I will try not to embarrass ourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Normally at 3:45, your pals went off the field. Excuse me, we do a double play, but today's Friday, so it's special. So I gave away the ending there. Yeah. We're going to win off the field. It's Grant and Danny on the fan, Linnell in for GP, who coincidentally will join us at 5 p.m. Thanks again to Jordan Tomu, Bradley Moore, DC Defenders for bringing in that championship trophy. That thing really was heavy.
It was heavy. They brought our guy Jeeps, little present for number four.
Yeah, very nice.
Love that. Love that by them. Can't wait to tell them that when we hop on the horn with them.
We got some NFL, that's National Football League, burning questions. So what we're going to do, Darius, is Darius is going to play a little bit of music, and then Darius is going to ask us the questions, and we're going to answer them.
Let's do it.
And that's how the whole radio segment's going to go.
Bam.
So, Darius, I turn the floor over to you, NFL burning questions, and wait, go.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yes, that trophy was heavy.
Huge. Yeah,
that was serious.
For sure.
Let's start with question number one. What is your most interesting division in the NFL? There's eight divisions.
Which one
do you think is the most interesting of the eight divisions?
Give me the AFC West. It is the most intriguing. There are three teams that are very good. And then the Raiders play there too.
Yeah.
Kansas City, the juggernaut. The Chargers, 11-6 last year. And no one paid attention. An 11-6 team led by me, John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Or Jim Harbaugh, whichever Harbaugh it is. I guess it's Jim. Like, the guy just goes everywhere, rubs everyone the wrong way, but wins a lot on the way. And now here's this Denver team on the rise. They are the most intriguing division to me. A juggernaut is coming out of there, and nobody really seems to pay attention. That's my most interesting division.
You all may think I'm being biased, but I'm going to go with the NFC East, and here's why. I think, well, first and foremost, they haven't had a repeat division winner since like 04, so we know that it's going to be anybody but Philly. I think Washington obviously is that up-and-coming team on the rise. We have high expectations for them. But the two teams that everyone looks at as like the bottom feeders, talking about Dallas and New York, I am very bullish on the 2025 Dallas Cowboys if they have Dak Prescott healthy. I love the addition of George Pickens going opposite CeeDee Lamb. And they took two of my favorite guys in the draft, talking about Donovan Azaroku out of Boston College and then Siobhan Revel out of ECU. I think they're going to be better than people give them credit for, as long as Dak Prescott is healthy. Like, that's a talented football team.
I hate them so much and hope they lose every game forever, and everyone that roots for them with a chin strap beard and a flat brim cap who's not from there repents and apologizes for all the years of being a giant front running Bama. But I like their offseason.
Yeah.
Like, been strong. They got better, yeah. And I'm annoyed about that. I like my Dallas more dysfunctional. Darius, question the second.
Who gets more wins this year? Would it be former Jets, now Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, or former Steelers, now Jets quarterback Justin Fields?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Now, Ben Stroberg gives me crap all the time about my affinity that I have for Aaron Rodgers. I think that we as media members have allowed our feelings about Aaron Rodgers, the person, to influence how we analyze Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback last year, statistically, wasn't that bad. When you think about why the Jets struggled, I don't think he is at the top of the list. I like him in Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers, there are only really three teams I'm putting ahead of them, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. And the rest, to me, is open season for the Steelers. So, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers wins more games, and I think they have a strong year.
I think it's Aaron Rodgers, too, and this is not a pro-Aaron Rodgers thing as much as the Jets.
Yeah.
are the Jets going to?
Yeah.
The Jets, right? I mean, we could just – it's the Jets.
Yeah.
It's still – it's still the Jets.
It is the Jets.
Right? Like, the Jets will be playing football when it's their turn to – no, yeah. Right? No? We can just agree there? Right? Thank you. Darius, question the third.
Which head coach has the hottest seat to start 2025? Mike McDaniel, Mike Tomlin, Zach Taylor, Brian Daboll, or Shane Steichen?
This all depends on how you feel about
list.
A hot seat, yeah. Right? So I think the first coach that gets fired is Brian Daboll. But does that mean his seat is the hottest? If that's by definition the first guy to get fired is Daboll, then I guess that would be the answer. But to me, the hottest seat refers to, dude, come on.
Yeah.
At some point, get this thing right. Right? So it might be McDaniel. I don't think Tomlin. I don't think he's going. I think he's – Steelers basically do coach for life until you get bored, want to go work for CBS. Yeah. But – so I suppose it's Daboll, but that feels like a cop-out because I just think it's the last lever for Joe Shane to pull.
Yeah, it's tough because if I was the Mara family, I would have blew this group out anyway. I wouldn't have allowed them to select a quarterback. I just think they're doing it all wrong up in New York. Dable's the easy answer, I guess. If he can show that Jackson Dart has any signs of life, then maybe he keeps his job. But I look at Mike McDaniel, man. Like, the Dolphins have been – they haven't won a playoff game since he's gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
Tua Tagovailoa has been off injured. Chris Greer's on the hot seat as well. He gave Tua that massive quarterback contract, and I understand you kind of either have one or you don't, but with his injury track record, there's no way –
do you have one? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I would have been comfortable paying him that money. They're exiling pieces off on defense. I think he gets fired in season.
We sleep on Zach Taylor because the Bengals.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Bengals love starting 0-2.
Is that ownership group really going to pay someone to sit on their tuckish though?
Well, who knows? But they're also going to pretend they're like, oh, the reason it's not our dysfunction, it's a Zach Taylor issue. That's probably why.
Uh-huh.
But they love starting 0-2.
Yeah.
It's their favorite thing to do on this earth is to start 0-2, look lost, and then come out and whoop somebody's butt later on. Unless they play Washington.
Unless it's Washington Monday night.
And they had to watch Daniels just put it on them. Oh, it was so glorious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Darius, question four.
Well, let's stick with the head coach theme. Which first-year head coach is most likely to have the most success in 2025? You got Ben Johnson with the Bears. You got Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. Liam Cohen with the Jaguars. Kellen Moore with the Saints. Pete Carroll out in Las Vegas. And then Brian Schottenheimer with the Cowboys.
So Nate Davis kind of teased me yesterday for this. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, I think they have a shot to compete in their division. Mike Vrabel does – it's kind of like the Dan Quinn syndrome here in D.C. He is going to go to New England and get the absolute best out of everyone. And Drake May's pretty good. Pairing him up with Josh McDaniels, I think, is a match made in heaven. That defense is going to be interesting. They added Harold Landry to that pass rush. Their draft was really, really good. When you think about Will Campbell, Travion Henderson – the Commanders got a joint practice with them, so we'll get to see them up close in person. But, like, they're one of my sleeper teams in the AFC for sure.
So I kind of go by elimination here.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll's in the wrong division.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think they'll be better. They'll be better with Pete Carroll than you were before. You're in the wrong division. You're looking up at three teams, I think. Same is true with Kellen Moore and the Saints. I think Kellen Moore, who I like as an offensive mind, went to a terrible place. Not a terrible city. New Orleans is lovely. Go to Brennan's. It's wonderful. But the team is in salary cap hell. They're under-talented. They're not very good. They're kind of stuck. I don't buy Ben Johnson with the Bears. Again, three teams with 11-plus wins in that division.
Yeah.
I think they'll be better. The offense will be good. I think they might have a 4,000-yard passer for the first time ever.
Yeah,
but
tough.
Again, I don't see that as a successful stop there. So by elimination, it's to me between Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, where that division is tissue paper soft.
That division
stinks on ice. Somebody every year has to win it.
Yeah.
And they are desperate to let other teams win it. Everybody just loses all the time and nobody runs away with
it. It's not a good division.
So I think Jacksonville, I think Liam Cohen has a sneaky shot to do something with Sunshine Ronnie Bass and Mike Vrabel, who is my favorite, one of my favorite coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's between those two guys. Again, I don't think either are division winners, but give me Vrabel because he's my favorite. But since you said him, I'll say Liam Cohen is my other possibility. Darius, question five.
Let's localize things and talk about Commanders. Uh-oh. From 1 to 10, how big is the gap between the Eagles and Washington?
So if 10 is the gap between, say, I don't know, pick your worst team, Cleveland and Kansas City, right? That's the biggest gap possible. The Titans, team picking first and the team picking last in Philadelphia. That's a 10. One is you're basically the same. I think it's a 4.
It's a good number.
I think it's a 4.
Yeah.
They're better. They're not, the place where we're better is Superman, number 5.
Yeah.
The place where they're better is everywhere else. Every position group, their guy. Every spot, I'd pretty much take their guy, right? Their number one wideout, I take their guy. Their number one left tackle, their guy. Right tackle, their guy. Most of the offensive line, their guy. Their defensive group, their corners, their safeties, their linebackers, their pass rush, their guy, their guy, their guy, their guy. Their running back, their guy. That is the best roster in the NFL, even with some of the turnover of this offseason. So to me, this is, they've got a better roster. They've got a track record. They've won a ton. They know what the hell they're about up there. Howie Roseman's a damn genius. But we got one equalizer. And that is a superhero that wears number 5. Yeah. How much is that worth? I think it's worth another win against them this year.
So I go back to last year. I think the gap between Philly and Washington last year was like a 7 for me. I think it was pretty clear that roster on paper was just markedly better than we were. But obviously you mentioned Jaden being the equalizer allowed us to split one with him, plus the Hurts injury. After Washington was able to revamp this O-line the way that they have this offseason, I put it, copping out answer here, I put it at now a 4 as well, Danny. I think the big issue that still exists, the big question mark, is like, did you do enough to be able to stop Saquon? That's my number one question. I feel better about matching up with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith now that you got Trey Amos in the fold and hopefully a healthy Marshawn Lattimore. But think about what the issue was last year in the NFC Championship game when this offense was struggling. Jalen Carter was whipping people. They were getting pressure off the edge with Josh Sweat. Having Connerly Jr. at tackle, having Tunsil at tackle, and then kicking Coleman inside the guard, and I can't wait for the first matchup between Brandon Coleman and Jalen Carter. I think you set yourself up to neutralize their biggest strength defensively, and now it's kind of like, which offense is going to play mistake-free?
Let's keep it local. Over under 9 sacks for outside linebacker Frankie Louvu.
9? Under. I'm going to go under. Now, I think Washington's pass rush next year is going to be interesting. I think we kind of touched on this yesterday when we were talking about Dietrich Wise. I think they're going to have a bunch of dudes in between 6 to 8 sacks or 5 to 8 sacks. I think it's going to be kind of pass rush by committee where no guy jumps out in particular. Will they have a double-digit sack getter? Maybe not, because I can see Payne ended up with 7, 8 sacks. I can see Dorrance Armstrong ended up with 6, 7 sacks. Louvu, 6, 7, same thing. So I think it's a committee approach.
He had 8 last year as a part-time pass rusher. Louvu did.
He had eight last year, man.
You don't think he gets 1.5 more than that? Now is pretty much, and unless I'm wrong,
and this is not the plan, and
we're doing the same thing. To me, when it's a passing down, he's rushing the passer.
That's why
I think that number goes up. I think it's a 9.5 sack season. Not because he's going to transform or take some kind of leap. He's just going to get more bites at the apple, more cracks at it.
Which he should, by the way.
Which I think he will. I think that's their kind of solution, where they go, okay, we couldn't go get a Myles Garrett. We couldn't get Trey Hendrickson. We didn't want to go pony up for one of these aging pass-rushing veterans who may not have as much gas in the tank anymore. Where are we going to get the pass rush from? I think their internal answer is Louvu, with maybe more Jordan McGee, more...
That's the key right there.
Big safety-slash-linebacker hybrid packages to kind of deal with some stuff. But I think, to me, he rushes the passer more, and that gives him a chance at more sacks. Pretty revolutionary thing.
Yeah, it's a good formula.
Right?
What's one thing across the NFL that we are not talking enough about right now?
I've already touched on this. We're not talking about the Chargers at all. Like, there is no conversation
about
Jim Harbaugh turning a moribund franchise that could get out of its own way.
Yeah.
They charge all over the place. You know what it means to charger? You lose a bunch of games. You have some sort of weird gaffe. They went 11-6 in a pretty damn tough division last year with castoffs. They got rid of the Keenan Allens of the world. They got rid of all the guys that we were there that were part of the furniture, the Eckler, Allen, offensive wide open window group went with J.K. Dobbins and Gus. What is goonie-goo-goo, Gus? What is goonie-goo-goo? You have no file. That's Eddie Murphy. You stink, you stink, you stink, and you stink. Anyway, the point is, they mauled people. Huge improvements on defense. Solid offense. Justin Herbert is still a star, in my opinion, that has never gotten enough credit because he's toiling away as the second team in L.A. We're not talking about the Chargers. I don't know what their prognosis is. I don't know if they're like an AFC title team. They're going to lose to the Chiefs because the Chiefs will be in the AFC title game again. I don't know that they're good enough to challenge the Ravens or the Bills or some of the royalty. I just feel like no one cared that they went from 5-12, got rid of everybody that we knew was good, took on a bunch of castoffs, and I'm even blanking on the dude's name. Small, little guy, Ladd McConkey, had a million yards as a receiver, and no one gives a crap. That's nobody seems to care about the fact that they went from 5-12 to 11-6 with Ladd McConkey and Goonie Goo Goo Gus and J.K. Dobbins at running back. It's unbelievable to me, and everyone's like, ooh. This is my impression of all of you. Back to you, Leno.
It's stellar coaching job from Harbaugh. So I give you that. There's a team in the NFC that I think no one is talking about as well. The Tampa Bay Bucs quietly have had really good offseason. Drafted Emeka Egbuka. You're able to get Chris Godwin under contract. I think losing Liam Cohen is kind of the thing that is going to be the determining factor here.
I don't know about them.
That's the only thing is can Baker, you know, build off of last year's success, which was like the best year of his career. And then on defense, I just love what they have. Hassan Reddick was a complete jackass his last two stops. I think under Todd Bowles in Tampa, he gets his act together and he helps that pass rush out that has Kalijah Kancey and Logan Hall and Yaya Diaby. I love that group a lot. Their key, what do they get out of their second-round pick, Benjamin Morrison? That's what I'm interested in. He's a corner from Notre Dame that had first-round grade during the season, had some injury woes, and he kind of slipped. I think they have – it always feels like what's his face? Todd Bowles is, like, on the hot seat, it always feels like, for whatever reason. But they have, like, quietly won that division, like, four or five years in a row.
It's 5 years in a row now, right?
So, like, they own this division. I expect them to continue to own it.
Yeah, I'm done saying that this is the year Atlanta figures it out.
No.
I just will not be saying that. It might be the year, by the way. And because I've stopped doing it, this might be the year it actually happens. Yeah. I'm not. By the way, I like Penix. I like the Falcons. I like Raheem Morris an awful lot. I love Bijan Robinson, for goodness sake.
Love Bijan. Yeah.
I just don't know that they have the fastball to get all the outs. Tampa does. People are sleeping on Tampa. I'm with you, actually.
Yes.
In fact, one guy I was reading, his sneaky hot take was that the Bucs were going to the Super Bowl this year.
You think about what they have to stop Philadelphia. They got the big, beefy defensive front that can neutralize Saquon Barkley. That's the reason I think they can spar with Philly.
Yeah, so it's health dependent, but they've got so many good pieces. Like, I love Buck Irving. I don't know what the offense looks like without Liam Cohen.
Yeah,
and if you can, because it was Canales first, saving Baker Mayfield, then Liam Cohen kind of helped usher that along. I mean, he turned it over a bunch, but he's Baker doing Baker.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's a sneaky good team. And I'm trying to remember who beat them in the playoffs last year.
Mm.
Anyway, it's time to win off the field. We'll do that next. 800-636-1067. Don't you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Then what, Mr. Khaled? Welcome back to the program. Grant Nanny here on The Fan. 4 o'clock, we Beltway Blitz. It's how we do it around here. Linnell is in for GP. You know what time it is. 800-636-1067. That's your telephone number. 800-636-1067. A little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be
a
big thing. I got promoted. Congrats. Taking on down the line, Skippy.
Yeah.
I got a raise. Again, congrats. Not up in here. Not up in here.
All right.
A minor, miniature, insignificant, positive little thing. A small detail that no one else would care about. We celebrate those here and now. Do you know why we do this, people? Because Bruce Allen, Brucey Bruce, old Brucey, stood in front of an assembled throng of reporters who wanted answers. Mm-hmm. Yet another terrible season. And the human pincushion, the human shield, Bruce Allen, stood up there to cover for Dan Snyder, Lil Dan. And Bruce gave the explanation. The state of the union. What's the state of the state, Bruce? What's happening with the current franchise? Where are we?
We're winning off the field,
right?
But we got to start winning on the field.
And eventually they would not. And that boob got fired. But we still honor him to this day by winning off the field together. 800-636-1067. Linnell, you seem a little stuck. You seem a little stuck.
So I thought about it, though.
Okay. I can give you one to help grease the wheels.
I have one.
You've got one.
I have one.
Do you want to go first?
Let me do the honors of going first here.
Please.
Let's tell the people I'm winning off the field. So, as you all know, being a 27-year-old part-time radio host is not the most lucrative gig in the world. So I don't have cable. I had to choose and make sacrifices as a young adult. I pay for Wi-Fi. I pay for my PlayStation Plus subscription.
Sure, yeah.
I pay for other subscriptions. There's one subscription I don't pay for, and it has to do with the NBA. So I've been trying to illegally pirate games all year via the TV app.to. And tonight I was worried about, well, how am I going to catch the Wizards Summer League opener? How am I going to do that? They're not streaming Summer League games on my illegally pirated site. But I remembered that our old pal Screameroni, the Rooster, Chris Russell, gave me his ESPN Plus login back during foosball season so I could read an article.
Wow.
So tonight I remembered I get to watch the Wizards, so I am.
Winning off the field.
Courtesy of the most benevolent man that ever was, the giver.
Yes.
We call Chris Russell the giving tree around here.
Literally. He just gives and gives and gives.
Can't stop giving.
Gives headaches.
Yes.
ESPN Plus logins.
All of those things. Giant bags. All his credentials for all the seasons.
Yep.
They're always here. I'll give you an example. You'll notice I'm a married man. You'll notice on this ring finger, I'm not wearing my ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought I lost it.
Oh.
It's been, okay? I can't find the thing anywhere. I mean, anywhere.
My stuff.
I have not told, or had not told, my wife yet, because I wanted to exhaust every potential possibility and really look everywhere instead of do the thing that happens to every husband every time where you are frustrated beyond belief. You cannot find the thing. You've opened and closed every drawer. You've thumped closed every cabinet. Where's you make the old those old man sounds of frustration. and your wife in the other room is sitting there just going, wait, where is the,
yeah,
whatever. She walks in, opens up a thing, and then hands it to you. Oh. Looks at you like, you simpleton. Ugh. You subhuman piece of hot trash.
Wow.
You suck, Danny. You try to avoid that situation.
Yeah.
But I've been looking for days and days and days and days and days. What I think, what I've got in my mind, mm-hmm, is that I took the ring off while playing with my kids, right? Because they want a rough house, they want to throw the ball around and stuff. And mm-hmm, it's like, I'm afraid of actually of it being outside or something, it flying off. So I put it in a shorts pocket and forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I went through every pair of shorts. I went through the laundry. I went through every laundry trap. I went through the lint trap in the dryer part. I went through, I'm taking pieces apart. There's a little thing that's like, supposedly, I'm looking at YouTube where they're like, yeah, you can, the smallest little deal can get stuck here. Take that out. I did that.
Yeah.
I looked through every drawer, every bottom of the barrel, whatever. The other day, I'm taking my laundry down, thinking about how I'm going to tell my wife that, hey, I don't have my wedding ring anymore. I lost it while playing with our kids. And when I put the laundry basket down, I heard a sound that didn't quite belong.
Mm.
I said, but I've already looked here. I had, but not in the right way, I guess.
Mm.
There's a mat or a little blanket kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. It's not a blanket, but it's a thing that goes at the bottom of the laundry basket for some reason. It's one of these things that apparently became a necessity. Can't just be a regular basket. It's got to have a thing at the bottom. But the thing kind of slides around a little bit and has just enough folds so that when I put that basket down, I heard a little extra thud, a little extra sound. And my keen hearing and sense of direction and smell and taste, I'm like Wolverine without the healing or adamantium claws. I rifled through that laundry, tilted on its side, and sure enough, there's Old Faithful.
There you go.
There's that wedding ring. So I'm good. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
And that's how you do it.
That's incredible. So, like, when were you, if you didn't stumble upon it, or if she didn't give it to you, I guess, what?
Exactly. When were you,
yeah.
800-636-1067. Matt in Stafford, how are you winning off the field?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got to say, I think that's probably an on-field win, Danny. I'm really happy that worked out for you. Last night was my son's birthday, mm-hmm, Marshall Stafford, and he picked Outback Steakhouse. We went there, and I think he shares a birthday with some other cool kid out there. Oh, yeah, congratulations to the Paulson family, by the way.
Indeed.
What I got waiting at the home is half of a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Which is a great product. You know, the cactus petal from Texas Roadhouse is really good too, but I got a delicious blooming onion, which is all trash.
It's you settled.
It's good, and it's in my fridge, therefore I am.
Winning off the field?
Kinda.
Matt, thank you. Linnell, I don't know if I'll allow that. Not on this program.
I mean, My take is my take. It's just not good enough for me.
You can't sit there and tell me a blooming onion isn't incredible.
I'm not going to tell you it's not incredible. I'm just not going to say it's better than what Texas Roadhouse has to offer.
But again, you're doing, Darius, you're catching trap. You're doing the Darius bit where you claim you love duck sauce and you have it once and then eat all the mustard. To say you prefer one over the other, this is what you young people do. And I'm lumping everyone together here. If like, let's say one's a 10, one's a 9, you're like, oh, the 9 sucks. No, it doesn't. Now, I'm not telling you the blooming onions are not. I'm telling you the blooming onion is wonderful and it stands on its own. I will not have the blooming onion disparaged on this program.
Yeah, it's just tough for me, Danny. I
don't think it is, respectfully. I think it's very easy. It's great, and you could just say that.
And the portion size, I would say, too, from Texas Roadhouse, a lot more plentiful.
You sure about that? You sure about that? Look at the blooming onion. Look at this blooming onion.
Enlarged to fit the screen. You see, you read the small print.
Oh, okay. I clicked the picture.
Enlarged to fit the screen.
You're telling me the blooming onion is not substantial enough for you?
No. Well, no. Well, that
you're eating the blooming onion by yourself?
No. That makes me sound like a larger man than I am.
I believe my sons would call you a big bat if that's the case.
Oh, geez. I was supposed to do a mukbang yesterday, by the way, Danny, of the snack wrap.
Please clarify what that means so we don't dump it. That sounds so filthy.
That's when you sit and eat a bunch of different foods from one restaurant. It's called a mukbang.
Is that the one where you pay extra and there's honey on you? No?
No.
800-636-1067 is the number.
Oh, my God.
Max in Kensington, how are you winning off the field?
Max.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Oh, thank you, Max.
I'm midway through chemotherapy, and I have not had any of the side effects. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
God bless you,
that
brother.
That is fantastic, my friend. Seriously. Wow. Wishing you well. Many of my family members have done that. I have friends who have done it. It ain't easy. No. You keep grinding, dude. Love it.
Proud of you. God bless you, man. That is incredible.
That is big time stuff. Very, very cool. Let's end it on that note. Hell yeah, Max and Kensington. Pumped for you. Beltway Blitz time is next. And I got a question about the Local 53 and about this organization. What can they do for us old folks? We'll explain that. But the Beltway Blitz is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.